弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要讲一个非常非常重要的题目。
Today we're going to share a very, very important topic.
这个题目重要到它其实就是我们整个一生神造我们一个非常重要的目的。
This is so important because it's actually the purpose of God's creation of us.
讲到我们对神的敬拜。
That's our worship to God.
那因为我们这一个系列是讲认识我们的教会，所以我今天的重点是讲教会的敬拜。
Since this is actually the class knowing our church, so our focus will be worship at our church.
我想过去这一个多月来，整个教会的主题都在讲敬拜。
So actually, for the past months, we have been talking about worship.
我们简单的复习一下几个中间很关键的点。
So let's briefly review some key points.
那个真实的敬拜，
So the true worship
完全是以神为中心的，
has to be God-centered.
敬拜并不等于音乐，
Worship does not equal to music.
现代的流行就是当我们讲到敬拜的时候都认为是教会的唱诗就是了。
Nowadays, the trend seems like whenever we talk about church worship, we think about singing songs.
我希望弟兄姊妹第一个观念你们要把这个拿掉。
I hope that we can correct our mindset.
敬拜是我们的生活，是我们的 lifestyle.
Because worship is actually our lifestyle.
敬拜是我们对神的态度。
And that is our attitude toward God.
因着我们认识他的至高无上。
Because we know about his supreme.
因着我们认识他对我们的爱，他在我们身上的主权。
And because we know about his love and his sovereignty over our lives.
我全人向他降服。
Therefore, our whole being prostrate before him.
而我整个人生是为着他的荣耀。
My whole life is for his glory.
所以其实圣经上充满了敬拜的教导。
So actually, the Bible is full of teachings about worship.
我不晓得为什么人今天就要把它弄成光只是音乐，只是诗歌。
So I don't understand why nowadays people just limit worship to singing songs.
你看哥尼多前书第十章三十一节，他说：“你们无论吃无论喝，总要为荣耀神而行。”
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 says, "Whatever you do, whether eating or drinking, do it for the glory of God."
这就是敬拜。
And that is worship.
我曾经讲过，斯派克弟兄说 "Holy for God," 就是我全然为神，这叫做敬拜。
And Brother Spark says, "Holy for God," and that is worship.
Oswald Chambers 说竭诚为主 ，my utmost for His highest.
And Oswald Chambers says.My utmost for his highest.
这个叫做敬拜。
And that is worship.
你在这位伟大的神面前，你很自然的，就是整个心都向他而去。
Before this mighty God, it's very natural that our whole hearts just run toward him.
那个爱，那个尊崇，那个服服降服，都是很自然而生的。
That we will love him, we will honor him, and surrender to him. These all should be natural.
所以敬拜不是只有在聚会里面发生。
So worship does not only happen during meetings.
敬拜就是我们对神的态度，敬拜就是我们生活的方式。
So worship is our attitude toward God and our lifestyle.
所以我们今天就是把这个敬拜简单复习一下。底下前面我们还是花一点时间看看什么叫做敬拜。
So then we will briefly still look at what is worship.
那后面就集中到我们教会对敬拜我们的态度。我们在主面前的学习还有我们的成长空间。
And then we'll focus on our church's worship, our attitude and room to grow and the lessons we have learned.
第一个我们说到神配得我们的敬拜，而且理当得着我们的敬拜。
First of all, God is worthy of our worship and deserves our worship.
因为他是独一的真神，他是万有的主宰。
Because he is the only true God and the Lord of all.
其实神要废掉我们的生命太容易了。
Actually, it's very easy for God to destroy our life.
神要毁掉整个万有也太容易了。
And it's very easy for God to destroy the entire universe.
他说有就有，命立就立。
Because everything came into existence by His words.
而且要用他全能的命令托住整个万有。
And today He's holding up everything by His words.
圣经上告诉我们，有一天他要把整个天地像衣服一样卷起来。
The Bible says one day He will roll up the heaven and earth just like a piece of clothing.
他要把所有有形质的都用烈火烧掉了。
And He will consume with fire all the materials.
因为他带进一个新天新地来。
Because He will bring about a new heaven and new earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，面对一个这么伟大的神，我们理当来拜他。
So by facing this great God, we ought to worship.
所以主耶稣对撒旦说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Therefore, Jesus told Satan that you shall worship no other God but the Lord.
第一个当 这是讲到敬拜的绝对性。
So you shall, this is shall, that means it's absolutely necessary.
所有的受造都应该来敬拜他。
All creations must worship God.
第二个，单要侍奉他。这个单是说到敬拜的独一性。
And then him only you shall serve, the singularity of our worship.
绝对不可以拜别的神。
You shall not worship other gods.
所以旧约以色列百姓在神圣在整个旧约的历史故事里面，一件最悲惨的事情就是他们拜偶像。
So the most pitiful and devastating thing, throughout the history of Israel is that they worshipped idols.
他们不光随从外面的世俗，犯了道德上的淫乱，他们更严重的是在宗教上的淫乱。
So not only that they followed the trend of the world and committed immorality, but what's even worse is that they committed adultery spiritually.
所以神介绍他自己，他说他是一个忌邪的神，一个会嫉妒的神。
You know, when God introduced Himself, He says that I am a jealous God.
所以陶叔弟兄在这里讲到，神正竭力的呼召我们。回归到他创造我们的原本目的，就是叫我们永永远远的来敬拜他，来享受他。
That's why A.W. Tozer says God is strongly calling us back to the original purpose when He created us to forever worship Him and enjoy Him.
一个不懂得敬拜的人是不可能享受神的。
A person who does not know how to worship God cannot enjoy God.
你不管怎样的想要追求祝福，如果我们里面不懂得敬拜，我们是不可能享福的。
Doesn't matter how hard we try to pursue blessings, if we do not know how to worship, it's impossible for us to enjoy.
所以大卫讲的清清楚楚，凡是用别的来替代耶和华的，他的愁苦一定加增。
That's why Paul, David clearly says those who replace the Lord with other gods, he's.Sorrows will increase.
弟兄姊妹，有一件事情很容易来明白，到底我们是不是活着为了敬拜他。
So it's very easy to tell if we're actually living a worship life.
就是到你现在愁苦是越来越多呢，还是越来越少？
So do you have more or less sorrows?
弟兄姊妹，我们并不代表你没有愁苦就是敬拜神哈。
Well, it doesn't mean that if you don't have any sorrows, then you are worshiping God.
而是我的愁苦如果加增的话，就是好像温度计。测量我发烧了一样。
But it's like a thermometer to test our fever, our body temperature. That is your sorrow increasing?
温度，哎呀，39，那你晓得你发烧了，你生病了。
39 degrees Celsius, then you know you're having a fever.
哎呀，我愁苦一直在加增。
Oops, my sorrow is increasing.
因为可能有别的东西进来取代了神在我心中绝对独一的地位了。
Maybe there's something in your heart that is replacing the sovereignty of God.
所以我在这里讲到真实敬拜，我就提三件事情哈，三个基本的要素或是一个基本的条件。
Here I list the three basic requirements of true worship.
这个敬拜就跟我们整个教会团体的敬拜，等一下我要讲的是一样的，三个最重要的要素。
So these are actually the three basic requirements for our church corporate worship that I'll talk about later.
第一个是必须是以神为中心的敬拜。
First, it has to be God-centered.
我非常喜欢历代志上第六章呢，你提到当约柜安设之后，大卫就派人在耶和华的殿中管理歌唱的事，他们就在会幕前当唱歌唱的差，按着班次供职。所以讲到约柜必须安置好了，所有的敬拜才有意义。
So in 1 Chronicles chapter 6 verses 31 to 32 it says that worship became meaningful only after the ark has come to rest.
我是不知道怎么去描述这件事情哈，今天一件让人很难过的事情，就是你几乎在各地都可以看到，在我们自己身上你也会看到的一件事情。
I don't really know how to describe or illustrate this, but something that is really sorrowful that we can see at many churches and sometimes among ourselves as well.
就是约柜根本不在我们中间，我们在那里又唱又跳又敬拜又赞美。
That we appear to be singing songs and worship, but yet ark is not in our midst.
我们根本不是在神的面前，在至高者面前来向他敬拜。
We're not offering worship to this high sovereign God.
我们是借着音乐，借着各式各样的节目，各式各样的方式。我们在那里发表自己的情绪就是了。
Maybe we're just singing songs or through all kinds of format just to express our emotions.
发表我们里面的渴慕，我们需要他。
To express our thirst for him.
发表我们的痛苦，我们需要得到安慰。
Or express our sorrows and pain that we need comfort.
发表我们自己在那边希望得到自由的那种渴望。
Or express our thirst to be freed.
发表我们希望得到赦免的那种需要
or express our need to be forgiven.
但是 你可以知道这些都是很好的一些发表，但是你可以是不在神的同在中进行的。
These are all very good expressions, but they can be done without God's presence.
在神面前跟不在神面前，这是天壤之别的一个敬拜。
It's a difference of heaven and earth that we are worshiping in the presence of God or not.
今天在电视上或者我们会看到很多那种很大型的基督徒的这种敬拜赞美聚会，有时候就跟世界上的这种 professional 的那种演唱会是差不多的，大家跳啊、打鼓啊、击掌啊。
Sometimes we see on TV or this huge Christian music conference, but it doesn't make any difference. It's almost the same as the secular worship, secular music.
所以我在这里引用 Warren Wiersbe 的一句话，他说：“敬拜乃是信徒的全人，包括我的心思、意志、情感，还有我的身体啊，是对神的所事、所言以所为的反应。”
Here I listed a quote from Warren Wiersbe: "Worship is the response of a saint's whole being."Our mind, emotion, will, and body toward God's being, words, and deeds.
特别注意哈，是对神的反应。
So that is our response toward God.
不是对音乐的反应。
It's not our response to music.
不是对那个气氛的反应。
Or it's not our response to the atmosphere.
而是我直接对神的一个反应。
That is my most direct response to God.
而在神的面前这样子的一个反应，我可以发表我刚才前面所说的那些感觉。
Then through this response to God, I can express like what I listed before, all the expressions.
如果不是对神，这一切都是虚空的虚空。
But if these are not directed to God, then all these are but vanities.
你今天如果在海边对你的这个在远方的太太讲了千言万语。
For example, you go to the beach and then you say something that you wanted to say to your wife, but your wife is not with you.
你写信也不告诉她，打电话也不告诉她，你见了她面也从来不表达。那只有她不在的时候，哇，对着大海讲了自己都流泪，很感动。
And then you write letters to her, you make phone calls, but she never get it. And then you just express your feelings and your affections toward the ocean, but she doesn't know.
不管海枯石烂，我对你的爱永恒不改。你怎么唱怎么叫，人家不知道。
No matter how much you express your affections and love, she does not know.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多的时候，我们的敬拜赞美缺少对象。
Oftentimes, we lack an object of our worship.
所以我常常在讲祷告的时候，我说祷告是人与神、与至高者、与神在圣灵中的相会和相交。
So I've shared with you that the meaning of prayer is actually a divine encounter and fellowship between man and God.
我讲读经，读经最重要的事情是要遇见那位说话的神。
And when we read the scripture, the most important thing is that we meet God who speaks.
都跟他同在，他是中心，是不能够分开来的。
So it cannot be separated from him being the center.
而聚会，主耶稣就告诉我们：你们只要有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在你们中间。
Regarding assembly and meetings, the Lord Jesus promised that two or three of you gather together, I am in your midst.
弟兄姊妹，我们对这种标准答案、这种传统习惯的这种敬虔都已经太熟悉了。
Brothers and sisters, we're so familiar with the traditional godliness.
就连我刚刚讲的这些道理，你们都觉得早就知道了。
So just like what I have just said, you probably think that you all know.
但是我请你花十秒钟想一想。
But I ask you to pause for 10 seconds.
从今天早上九点多到现在，已经两个钟头了。
From this morning, 9:30 until now, it's been 2 hours.
请问你能不能很有把握、很清楚地说，我曾经在圣灵里、在信心中，我如同在那位这个看见那位看不见的神一样，我在他的面前，我遇见了他。
Can you say with certainty that by faith and in His presence I have met God?
今天早上我曾经在神的面前向他真正是对着神唱出了我心中的赞美和敬拜。
Have I sang out of my heart toward God my praises and worship to Him?
今天早上神真的借着信息、借着见证、借着读的经文，真是让我遇见了这位说话的神。
Have I met the Lord who speaks through the sermons and testimonies and prayers?
我不晓得有多少人能够举手说，我真的清清楚楚的今天在神面前，过去这两个钟头，我曾经清楚的遇见了他。
How many can say that in the past 2 hours?
感谢主，这么多人。那我真为你们感谢神，我真为你们感谢神。
I'm so thankful for you.
我这个人已经信主了，基督徒，自称基督徒四十多年。
I've been a Christian for over 40 years.
但是在多少的聚会里面，我可以说我在聚会中，但是我不是在神的面前。
But so many times I can say that I am in the meeting, but I'm not in the presence of God.
所有的敬拜必须以神为中心。
All worship has to be God-centered.
是在神的面前。
It has to be before God.
对，约柜安置以后。
So after the ark came to rest.
啊，那是完全不一样的。
Then everything is the same, is different.
所以今天有太多太多的教会公开的讲，有公开的培训，说要以 seekers oriented， 要成为以会众为中心为导向的教会。
So many churches that they proclaim that they are seeker oriented churches.
我们可以了解他们为什么这么说。
We can understand why they say that.
啊，你要能够进入他们的需要，进入他们的感觉，把他们带过来。
Yes, seekers are very important. It's important to enter into your feelings and their needs.And bring them to God.
你可以把它当作一种服事的方式，但是不能成为教会的中心。
Yes, it can be a format, a method of service, but it cannot be church's.
教会所有的聚会、所有的侍奉、所有的走向，必须以神为中心。
All the church's service and direction has to be God-centered.
人负责满足神，神负责满足人。
Man's job is to satisfy God, and God's job is to satisfy man.
我们人负责来敬拜他，他负责来祝福我们。
And man's job is to worship God, and God's job is to bless man.
一个以神为中心的人，他不可能不顾虑到会众的需要的。
A God-centered person for sure will care about the needs of people.
但是如果我们以人的需要为中心的话，我们常常忽略了让神在我们中间得到他当得的地位尊崇。我们也不容易得到他想要给我们的祝福。
But if we are man-centered, then it's very hard for us to receive blessing from God because we don't honor Him.
第二个是要用心灵和诚实的敬拜啊。
Secondly, worship has to be in spirit and truth.
真实的敬拜永远是受造的人跟神之间的相会和对话。
True worship is an encounter and dialogue between created man and God.
像我刚才讲的祷告啦、读经啦、唱诗啦，都是很好的方法。
So like singing and praying and messages, they're all good formats.
那方式可以不同，但是必须是从心灵和诚实出来的。
Yes, the formats may be different, but worship has to come from the most sincere worship of the heart.Can you tell the difference?
全部都抬起头来了。
Everyone is paying attention.
我刚刚把麦克风关一下，你们全部都抬头了。
Because I just turned on my microphone, everyone started paying attention.
我的声音还是我的声音。
Yes, my voice is still the same.
但是我开了麦克风以后，它透过它出来又不一样。
Then after I turn on the mic, then my voice becomes different.
如果我今天跟你讲，人如果不在圣灵里祷告，神不听。
So today, if I say,If we do not pray in the Holy Spirit, God will not listen.
人如果不在圣灵里，这个神不同在。
If we are not in the Holy Spirit, then God will not be there.
如果人不在圣灵里，达不到服事的果效。
If we are not in the Holy Spirit, we cannot have the effect of the service.
那我们每一次在服事的时候，我们第一件事情要做的就是挑选定音，对不对？
So every time when we serve, we have to fine tune and find the channel.
我透过圣灵跟不在圣灵里，那是一个截然不同的结果。
It makes a whole lot of difference whether we are in or not in the Holy Spirit.
所以以前有个弟兄说，他有一次看到一个人，就这个冲到公用电话亭，拉起电话来就叽叽呱啦呱啦讲了一大堆，然后嘣就挂断，然后就走了。
Someone has said that he once has seen a person just rush into the public phone booth and pick up the phone and start talking, and afterwards just hang up and leave the phone booth.
他连电话都没有拨通。
He did not even dial the number.
电话号码都没拨。
He didn't even dial the number.
你到底在跟谁讲话
？So what are you? Who are you talking to?
这叫自言自语。
You're just mumbling.
今天我们很多的时候祷告就是这样子。
Oftentimes our prayers just like that.
我不好意思说我们是神经病，但是也差不多了。
I dare not to say that we're crazy, but almost.
跪到那里就噼里啪啦噼里啪啦讲完，站起来就走了。
So we just kneel down and start mumbling, and afterwards we just get up and leave.
弟兄姊妹需要在圣灵里面的。
Brothers and sisters, we need
要用心灵和真实。当我真从心里出来的时候 ，it's a big difference. 是一个完全不同的境界。
It makes a big difference when we pray in the spirit.
我曾经讲过一个长辈说，他说我被圣灵充满的秘诀就是当我在祷告中不再向神撒谎的时候。
I once shared with you an elderly brother. He says that the secret of being filled with the Holy Spirit, my secret, is that I stop lying in my prayers.
我不是说我们一定是故意撒谎，对不对？
I'm not saying that we intentionally lie in our prayers.
但是我相信他的意思就是很多时候我们是有口无心的。
But I'm sure that what he meant is that a lot of times we just say a prayer without heart.
我们唱多归耶稣，多归耶稣，我们没有一件事情给耶稣，全部扣得紧紧的。
We might sing all for Jesus, all for Jesus, but in reality, we have reservation on everything.
然后主耶稣啊，我若爱你，曾经是，应当是现在，然后砰一下就打孩子一下，你在干什么？
Or we may be singing that, oh Lord Jesus, if I ever love you, it has to be now, and then pretty soon we turn around and spank our child.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有把自己这个人放到我的歌词。放到我的祷告，放到我在读的话语上。
Because we do not place ourselves in our songs and then in our prayers or in our reading the scripture.
所以在这里，我用本人约翰的一句话，他说：“你祷告的时候，宁可有心而没有话，却不可以有话而没有心。”
So here I listed a quote from John Bunyan that when you pray, is you rather have the heart without the words than to have words. Than to have words without the heart.
你可以把祷告改成唱诗，改成敬拜，改成聚会，改成侍奉，改成所有的东西。
And this can not only apply to prayer, but to your ministry, to your service, to your reading the scriptures.
那个关键不仅仅在于我们需要有对象。
The key is that not only that we have to have an object.
有确定的对象。
A clear object.
而这个对象必须是主。
And that clear object has to be the Lord.
而且我必须是从我的内心真实出来的。
And it has to come from my heart.
主耶稣啊，我今天太软弱了。
Lord Jesus, I'm so weak today.
我今天是真的很累，不晓得是感冒了还干嘛，我整个力量就是不够。
Maybe I've caught a cold, but today I'm very weak. I just don't have the strength.
我就告诉主，我说主，今天这么累，不可以让我这么累来服侍你。
I just pray, Lord, I'm so tired, but don't let me be so tired when I serve you.
弟兄姊妹，当你任何时候从心灵的真诚向神祷告的时候，你差不多都会遇见他的同在。
Almost any time, almost all the time, whenever we pray with the sincerity of the heart, we will meet him.
神是个灵，拜他的必须要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
所以主耶稣在以赛不是圣经在以赛亚书二十九章，主耶稣后来也曾经引用过：这个百姓亲近我，又嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
That's why in Isaiah chapter 29 it says that these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips.
他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐而已。
But have removed their hearts far from me, and then their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men.
我希望没有一个年轻人或者任何的弟兄姊妹是被爸爸妈妈拖来的，或者被你的另外一半拖来的。
I hope none of us here.Is dragged to church by your family, your parents, or your spouse.
我们不光嘴巴在这里赞美他、尊敬他，而且我们的心真是口唱心和。
Not only that we're praising and worshiping with our lips, but our hearts also.
你看，如果你跟你的孩子他正在那边玩电玩，你在那边问他说你爱不爱爸爸？
For example, when your child is playing video games and then you ask, do you love your daddy?
他连看你都不看一眼，继续玩。
He probably didn't even look at you and say, of course I love you.
你会满足吗？
Continue to. Will you be satisfied with that answer?
你想你要动之以情，用手抱住他的肩膀，你爱爸爸吗？
So maybe you already put your hand on his shoulder. Do you love daddy?
爱。
So, yes, of course, I love you.
你会满足吗？
Will you be satisfied?
对不对？所以神不喜欢我们只是用嘴唇来亲近他，心却远离他啊。
That's why God is not delighted when we draw near to him with our mouths and lips, and yet our hearts are far from him.
答案都对，唱的歌也对，祷告的用词也对，但是人却不对。
Yes, we may be saying the right words, singing the right songs, but our hearts are not there.
第三个讲到在圣灵里自由的敬拜。
And then the third requirement is free worship in the Holy Spirit.
我刚才说过，真正自由的敬拜一定要在圣灵里面。
As I shared, the true worship has to be in the Holy Spirit.
我们要让圣灵自由，我必须先学习在聚会中。我必须是肯舍己、肯顺服。
In order for the Holy Spirit to move freely in the meeting, we have to learn the lesson of surrendering and obedience.
整个教会的敬拜要达到它该有的境界和果效的话
，For the entire church's worship to reach a certain standard and effects.
整个教会的敬拜要能够真正自由的话
for the church worship to be truly free.
我们决定需要在圣灵里哈。
We have to be in the Holy Spirit.
而要在圣灵里的话，就说到我们这些个人，我们必须在圣灵的运行中，我们向他降服。
In order for the church worship to be free, we individuals have to surrender and obey the Holy Spirit.
圣灵感动我们祷告，我们就祷告。
If the Holy Spirit moves us to pray, we pray.
我们来到神家，不要说圣灵感动你唱诗才唱诗，唱诗是一定要开口唱诗的。
When we come to God's house, we ought to sing songs. You don't say that. I will sing only when the Holy Spirit moves.
你不能够说我今天没有感觉想唱，我今天懒得唱，我今天不会唱。
We cannot say that. Oh, I don't know how to sing. I don't feel like singing. I'm too lazy to sing today.
真实的敬拜一定有回应的哈。
Because true worship will bring about response.
而这个回应刚才说过了，不光是心思意志情感，也是我们身体的回应。
So this response is not only our mind, our emotions, and our will, but also our bodies.
所以我们举手也好，我们开口也好，我们说阿门也好，这弟兄姊妹，这都是一个回应。
So whether we lift up our hands or we say amen, these are all our responses.
哎呀，你不要说我不会祷告。
Please don't say, I do not know how to pray.
哎，你看看刚刚那个弟兄祷告引经据典，而且他那么大声，我这么小声。
Look at the other brother. He knows he prays so well, and he prays so loud, and then he quotes scriptures.
啊，我想这个英文组的弟兄姊妹，他们常唱的一首诗歌 ，It's all about you. 哈，这个真正的敬拜是全部是关乎神的。It's nothing about me.
A song that English brothers and sisters sing very often is all about you. It's not about us.
真正的敬拜是为了讨神喜悦，为了高举神的。
Because the true worship is to please God and to exalt God.
所以我们不要自觉这么重。
So let's not be so self-conscious.
也不要体贴自己这么多。
And please don't mind about ourselves so much.
我懒得开口。
I'm so lazy. I'm too lazy to sing.
我不喜欢变成那样子的人。人家一祷告，你就阿门阿门阿门的。
I don't like to become a person who says amen, amen, amen all the time.
弟兄姊妹，通通不要管外面的，你自己对神必须是真实的。
Now let's not worry about the outward things, but be true to God.
我小的时候在的一个教会是一个非常严谨而且很追求的教会。
I grew up at a church that is very strict, very conservative, and pursuing the Lord.
那个时候我们星期六有青少年的聚会。
I remember on Saturdays we had youth meetings.
就是初中生、高中生跟大学生一起的聚会。
So actually, the meetings will have junior high, high schoolers, and college students.
因为我上面有这个五个哥哥。
Actually, I have five elder brothers.
我常常在家里面听到他们讲他们在教会聚会的痛苦哈。
So I often hear about their pain.In church meetings,
因为他们中间有一个辅导是专门会在大家祷告的时候跑过来戳你一下，叫你祷告的。
Because in their meetings, there's a counselor who always walk around and poke people and say, "It's time for you to pray."
所以我哥哥们都被他戳过哈。
My brothers have been poked by him.
戳一下不行，有时候看你不行，会后不得好再来戳一次。
And then and he will come and poke you, and then if you don't respond, he will poke you again.
Kyle, you need to learn this, huh?
Brother Kyle, you can learn this.
就是戳他们，叫他们起来祷告。
Just poke them so that they will pray out loud.
但你知道吗？我小学六年级毕业上初中的时候，我参加他们的聚会。
So after graduating from elementary school, I joined their meeting.
人家看我太小了，没有人戳我。
Because they think that I was too young, so no one came to poke me.
但有一天在聚会的中间，圣灵戳我。
But then one day the Holy Spirit poked me.
叫我起来祷告。
And then the Holy Spirit urged me to stand up and pray.
我一想，从初中到大学，我是最小的，没有我的份。
So I thought I'm the youngest in this fellowship. It cannot be me.
所以我根本就消灭圣灵的感动。
So basically, I just quenched the move of the Holy Spirit.
里面又有感动，我就跟主讨价还价。
And then the Holy Spirit urged me again, and I negotiated and argued with him.
我说我这么小，然后有这么多大哥哥大姐姐在，轮不到我的。
So I'm the youngest in this fellowship. There are a lot of older brothers and sisters. It cannot be me.
可是里面圣灵就是这样催促我。
But yet the Holy Spirit kept urging me.
后来你知道我们中间的祷告，这个会后的所谓的公祷哈。
You know, after the fellowship, we have this public prayer.
大家都一个接一个，一个接一个祷告的。
Open prayers like the popcorn prayers.
那如果那个人祷告完以后空了大概二十秒、三十秒，就表示已经没人祷告了，大家就抬头了。我们中间也常这样子哈。
So it's like popcorn prayers, but if there's like a gap of 20-30 seconds, then people assume the prayer ended.
那个，所以我里面本来想祷告的，结果发现哎，大家安静了，我就跟主说：“主，你看一定要停了啊。
” So actually, I was like preparing to pray, and then there was a silence. So I told the Lord, "I think it's about to end the prayer."
我才想完，就有人又祷告了。
Then as I was thinking about this, someone prayed again.
完了又安静了。
And then there was silence again.
后来我就跟主讨价还价，我说：“主，已经隔了这么久了哈，只要还有人在祷告，他祷告完我就祷告。”
Then I negotiated with the Lord. Lord, we have been silent for so long. If someone else pray, then I will follow.
照平常大家早就抬头了，不知道为什么那一天就是那么久以后又有人祷告。
Usually by that time people would have ended, but I don't know why that day someone prayed again.
所以我就顺服主，他祷告完我就哗站起来，然后我完全忘记我讲什么了。
And then I just followed the Lord. After he prayed, I stood up and prayed. I totally forgot what I was saying.
我就把我的感动就这样讲完了。
And I just pray out what the Holy Spirit moved me.
聚会结束的时候，那个时候传道人他比我大好几十岁，他那时候大概已经大概六十岁的，我们都叫他周波波。
Okay, then after the meeting, there was a minister, he was about in his 60s, and we called him uncle.
他上台他就说以后你们这个祷告要大声一点哈，不要像红姐祷告像个小老鼠一样。
And then after the meeting, he went up to the pulpit and says, in the future, when you pray, please pray out loudly. Don't pray like Hong Jie, he prayed like a little mouse.
这是我这辈子第一次有殉道者的心智、啊、向神献的敬拜，结果得到了这样子的一个、结果。
So this is the first time that I offer up worship to the Lord with a martyr spirit, and this is the result.
但是从那一次开始，我敢开口祷告了。
But ever since that time, I had the courage to pray in the public.
弟兄姊妹，我不是要把重点重在你是不是开口祷告，而是重在圣灵中，当你降服的时候，圣灵在我们身上可以做事情。
But my focus is not whether we open our mouths or not, but to.Obey the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can move freely among us.
所以那个真正在圣灵里的敬拜，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
The Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
保罗在罗马书第七章特别告诉我们，我们服侍主或我们敬拜主，都要按着心灵的新样，或是圣灵的新样。而不是按着遗文的旧样。
Paul in Romans chapter 7 particularly says that we should serve in the newness of the spirit, not in the oldness of the letter.
弟兄姊妹，我们一在圣灵里，就像我刚才这个麦克风关跟开，它是有一个很明显的不同的。
It makes a huge difference when I turn on the microphone than when I turn off the microphone.
学习转向圣灵，主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now let's learn to turn to the Holy Spirit because the Lord is.Wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
约翰福音第六章六十三节说到，叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的啊。
John chapter 6 it says, "It is the spirit that gives life; the flesh profits nothing."
所以，不管我们带诗，不管我们带小组查经，不管我们讲道，不管我们做见证，不管我们做任何的服事，我们在圣灵里才能够叫人活。
Whatever service that we're doing, whether preaching, whether giving.A testimony or leading the Bible study, unless it's in the Holy Spirit, otherwise it cannot give life.
我们的肉体是无益的。
Because our flesh profits nothing.
你花那么多时间去查资料、去查背景、查什么？这个我不是说它不好，而是当你在 deliver 的时候，当你在服事的时候，你必须在圣灵里面。
I'm not saying that don't spend any time to do research or preparation, but when you deliver your message, it has to be in the Holy Spirit.
好，我们现在讲到我们教会的敬拜，特别我们在 SVCA 啊。
Now let's focus on our church worship, especially at SVCA.
我在你提四个点，第一件事情，从个人的敬拜到团体的敬拜。
Four things I mentioned here. First, from personal worship to corporate worship.
个人的敬拜非常重要。
Yes, personal experiences are very important.
我们个人所有属灵的经历都很重要。
All our personal spiritual experiences are very important.
但是上次我说过，圣灵更大的工作、更大的祝福，决定是为着教会，而且是在教会里的。
As I mentioned last time, the greater work and the blessing of the Holy Spirit are for the church and in the church.
个人的敬拜、个人属灵的经历，不仅仅没有办法取代团体的敬拜。而且更是为了带进更好的团体敬拜。
Personal worship experiences are not to replace the corporate worship, but to enhance the corporate worship.
我不晓得大家这次退休会里面你们的感触怎么样，我自己觉得这个整个会众一起唱诗敬拜的时候我非常感动。
I don't know how you felt, but during the conference, when the entire congregation worship got together, my heart was so moved.
虽然我常常都坐在第一排，我看不到你们后面有没有开口。
Even though I was sitting on the first row, I could not tell if you were singing or not.
但是我就觉得在退休会的时候，那几天整个聚会唱诗的灵就是不一样。
But yet, somehow I felt during the conference, the spirit of the worship was different.
连台上的 worship team 诗班都不一样啊。
Even the worship team on the pulpit are different.
你们有没有同样感觉？
Have you noticed?
有哈。他们在上面，他们的灵传染我们，他们台上带动我们。
When the worship team and the choir were on the pulpit, their spirit were contagious. They were leading us.
是你被圣灵充满，还是我？
That's.Being filled with the Holy Spirit.
好，就是我们底下的人被台上的灵带动，台上的人被底下的灵感动。
So the congregation was being led by the worship team, and the worship team was being affected by the congregation.
你觉得整个教会敬拜的灵，那个释放自由，跟我们平常不一样。
You felt that we were at a different level of freedom in worship.
我会后问于师母，于师母也说，这个整个后面的人也在唱。
Later on, I asked Pastor Nancy, and Pastor Nancy says, even brothers and sisters sitting in the back were singing.
弟兄姊妹，你们看到了没有？坐在后面的，求求你们哈。
So, brothers and sisters who sit in the back,
你们开不开口，整个聚会不一样。
Because your singing makes difference.
我们怎么样子让教会五十二个礼拜都在退休会哈
？So how can every Sunday be just like a conference?
我们要一起来投入这个整个教会的敬拜和侍奉。
Let's together get involved and participate in the church worship.
所以我们个人的敬拜生活很重要。
So our personal worship life is very important.
它能够影响，它能够给教会的敬拜，教整个聚会能够带来更好的祝福。
Because it will enhance our church corporate worship.
我不晓得你们有没有注意到一件事情，这件事情在我心里面一直是个很大的遗憾。
I don't know if you have pay attention, but this is something that was, It's a pity and regretful for me.
就是每一次我们有时候讲到完或是唱诗到一个高潮，我们就说大家同声开口祷告。
That after, say like after leading a worship or sermon, sometimes we will say, "Okay, let us all pray together."
你就听到啊啊啊啊，一下子就不见了。
And then you'll hear people start praying, and then pretty soon it dies down.
因为每一个人的话都用完了。
Because everyone runs out of words.
那该讲的已经讲完了，不知道要讲什么了。
We already pray what we could pray. We don't know what to say anymore.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在家里面个人跟神的祷告本身就不能够不知道怎么进行的话，你碰到这样子的情形，你真的不知道祷告什么。
Because if this is the same when we pray at home, we don't know how to go on, then it will be the same at church.
原谅我说，我在中国的教会，特别早年在乡下家庭教会。参加聚会的时候，那个祷告是让我每次都在主面前流眼泪的。
But forgive me for saying that. But when I went to China, especially many years ago, in the villages, the prayers were something that would really move me to tears.
我们一说一起祷告的时候
，Whenever we say, "Okay, let us all pray together."
真像启示录那个众水的声音一样。
It sounded like the many sounds of great waters recorded in the Revelation.
弟兄姊妹，那个祷告，哎呀，你就觉得整个火好像在我们中间烧起来一样。
And the prayer keep on going as if it has kindled a fire in our midst.
几乎没有一次的祷告不是被我们停下来的。
Almost every time that we had to stop them from praying.
你要他五分钟、十分钟、二十分钟，他都会继续下去的。
Otherwise, they could go on for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even 20 minutes.
弟兄姊妹，那是停不下来的一个祷告。
It's a prayer that cannot be stopped.
我就不知道为什么在北美，我们中间已经算好的，原谅我去很多的地方，他们连这样子都不祷告的。
But actually, we're pretty good compared to other churches in North America.
但是我觉得不正常就是不正常，我们还可以进步的。
But still, I don't think this.This is normal. There's so much room for us to grow.
我能不能请大家一起来操练？我们下次说一起祷告的时候，我们死拖活拖也先超过两分钟，好不好
？Can Can we all try to practice together? Next time when we say, let's pray together, somehow let's make it to last longer than 2 minutes.
我们来操练它。
Let us practice.
你说主耶稣啊，词穷了，没话了，没话了，你教我，你教我，你就是这样跟主耶稣继续讲，好不好
？If you run out of words and you just pray, Lord, I run out of words. I run out of words. Please give me more words to pray.
有没有导读圣经、熟读圣经，其实都在祷告中可以用出来的。
So if we're familiar with the scriptures, we can.Use the scriptures in our prayers.
你真的爱神，真的爱神的国，真的爱神的百姓，不可能没话祷告的。
If you truly love God, love God's people and His kingdom, it's impossible for us to run out of words.
圣灵可以把负担放在不同的人里面，让我们祷告变成一个织成一个网一样，把神家保护好，把所有的祝福都带回来的。
Because the Holy Spirit can move us with different burdens that together our prayers will weave like a net to protect God's house and bring God's people back to His house.
例如上上礼拜我们是要为着退休会祷告，你知道你有人圣灵感动他为讲员祷告，有人为陈根祷告，有人为 worship team 祷告，有人为翻译祷告啊，每一个人圣灵感动不一样，但是我们都可以开口祷告。
Like last time we asked brothers and sisters to pray together for the conference. Some people pray for the speakers, some for the morning devotion, some for worship, and some for translators. All have different burdens.
我们为神明显的同在，圣灵清楚的工作，我们为着很多很多事情可以祷告。
We can pray for so many things for the clear presence of God.And for the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们好不好一起来操练？好，在家里面就先操练起，好好操练。
Let's practice together, especially start with home.
在家里就学习开口向主祷告。
So at home, try to open our mouths and pray to God.
在家里就操练用主的话来祷告。
And at home, practice to pray with God's words.
不要再那么自私，只为自己祷告了。
Please don't be so selfish anymore that you only pray for yourself.
你发现那么多为自己的祷告，不见得都成就，对不对？因为神不喜欢我们自私的。
Because many of our prayers for ourselves are not fulfilled because that God does not want us to be selfish.
主耶稣说要先求神的国和神的义。这些都交给你了。
Because Lord Jesus promised us that seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all this will be added unto you.
让我们学习来操练在家里面敬拜开始，然后带进教会更好的敬拜。
So let us start our practice from our home worship.
今天我列的经文我们没有时间读了，启示录第五章十一节到十四节，那是讲到天上的敬拜。
I have no time to read, but in Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 14, that is heavenly worship.
在宝座面前，长老、四活物、众天使、天上、地上所有的人都在那里敬拜，都在那里颂赞神。
Before the throne, the elders, the living creatures, everything that is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, they were all worshiping God.
你发现启示录所讲的敬拜都是团体的敬拜。
And we see that all worship in the Revelation is a corporate worship.
所以我们今天教会的敬拜是将来天上敬拜的一个小影。
So today, our church worship is but foreshadow of the heavenly worship in the future.
如果今天教会的敬拜我们不认真，我们不进入，不能享受，我真的不知道将来天上你要干嘛。
If we are not sincere, we cannot enter or enjoy our church worship. I don't know what we're going to do when we go to heaven.
天上的敬拜是永世的敬拜。
Because the heavenly worship will last forever.
你们都不紧张啊。
Aren't you not, why are you not nervous?
你不要说我进天堂只要能够当门口看门的扫地的就好。No, 都被拉来敬拜了。
Please don't think that when you go to heaven, you will continue to be an usher or just sweeping floors.
如果你今天想到耶稣，想到神，没有话出来，你那天看到他，当然我想可能还是自然会有话出来了。
But today, if we have no words when we think of the Lord, I don't know what we're going to say when we meet Him face to face. We probably still will say something.
今天我们没有话是因为我们真的信心不够。
Today, we lack words because we lack faith.
我们跟他的关系不够真实。
And our relationship with Him is not real enough.
加油啊。
So let us march on.
第二个，所有的聚会都应该是以基督为中心的敬拜。
All meetings have to be Christ-centered worship.
而一个真实的敬拜一定会带下降服和奉献的回应。
And all true worship will be followed with surrendering and consecration.
你不可能只有敬拜啊，今天真舒服。
It's impossible that we have true worship and then we just enjoy and say, "Oh, this is great."
真过瘾。
This is so great.
啊，我你的音乐我也喜欢，今天鼓打的也好。
So I love the music. I like the drum.
今天唱的三条歌都是我最喜欢的。
And I love all three songs that we sang today.
弟兄姊妹，敬拜 is not about us, it's all about Him.
Worship is not about us, but all about Him.
今天神不满足，我们的满足是虚假的。
If God is not satisfied, then our satisfaction is not real.
所有的聚会都必须是以他为中心，而真实的敬拜就一定带下奉献和这个降服的回应。
All meetings have to be God-centered, and all true worship will be followed with surrendering and consecration.
你看，玛利亚把极贵的真拿达香膏献在主的脚前。
Just like Mary offered up this expensive perfume.
寡妇把两个小钱奉献给神。
And the widow put two coins.
我们遇见神的时候，我们都会说：“主，我在这里，请差遣我。”
So before we meet the Lord, we'll say, "Lord, I'm." When we meet the Lord, we'll say, "Lord, I'm here. Please send me."
当我们真遇见神的时候，我们都愿意听他对我们的要求。
But when we truly meet the Lord, we will want to hear what He asks of us.
第三个敬拜的方式绝对不仅指音乐。
And then, thirdly, the format of worship is not limited to music only.
我们就光拿我们的主日聚会来讲。我上次讲到各种聚会的时候
，For example, our Sunday meetings.
我特别说到 SVCA 主日聚会，包括的诗歌、薄饼纪念主、信息、见证。回应、报告、奉献等等啊。
Especially said that on SVCA our Sunday meeting, Sunday worship, including singing, communion to remember the Lord, sermons, testimonies, prayer, announcement, and offering.
每一个部分都是敬拜。
Every part is a worship.
这个聚会是最能够彰显我们对神的认识、我们生命的度量、侍奉的品质，还有教会的见证。
So this is the meeting that can best express.And manifest our knowledge of God, our life stature, quality of our service, and testimony of our church.
所有的聚会，所有的侍奉，甚至所有的生活，都是敬拜。
All meetings, all services, all of life are worship.
第五个讲到教会的敬拜，第四个讲到教会的敬拜，一定要在真理和合一的根基上，我们来跨越所有文化、语言、年龄、背景等等的限制。
Number four, church worship has to be founded on truth and unity, overcoming all barriers in culture, language, age, background, so that all may worship God in one heart.
让众人同心合一地来敬拜神。
So that all may worship God in one heart.
那我就拿大家最在乎的、最常常注意的就是诗歌方面。
Let me pick singing.The songs, because we pay a lot of attention to that.
就是在我们 SVCA 所注重的，我们是希望是对的人跟对的态度，这是最重要的。
At SVCA, we focus and emphasis on that we are the right person with the right attitude. That is the most important.
剩余诗歌、长诗、短诗、新的诗歌、旧的诗歌，或是音乐配合的方式，到底可不可以用鼓
？So these are more important than the length of the song, the genre.All the songs, whether it's modern, contemporary, or traditional hymnal, or music composition, like whether we use drums or not.
换句话说，我们希望用借着对的人，对的态度，我们在神面前有真实的敬拜，有合神心意的敬拜。
In other words, through the right person and right attitude, we will have true worship to God.
到我们目前为止
Up to now,
我刚刚讲过了，除了像我们同声祷告，我觉得我们那个祷告的灵释放的情形不够。
Just like what I mentioned, I feel when we pray together, our spirit was not quite strong enough.
另外一个我前面也讲过了，大家参与唱诗的情形也不够。
And also, our participation in singing songs, can be improved.
我听过很多带师的这个上 leader， 不管是在中文组 combine meetings 到英文组，就是觉得弟兄姊妹参与真正唱的情形不投入。
I've heard many song leaders had feedback that they feel that not everyone participated in the singing of songs.
好像越后面的嘴巴越小哈。
As if those who sat in the back they sang a lot less.
我们绝对不要我们的教会变成 worship 先在上面唱，底下在上面听。
We really hope that our church will not evolve into to become a situation that only the worship team on the pulpit will sing and everyone just listen.
今天很多大的 mega church 在各式各样的 media 上，他们 present 出来的这种worship 都是台上有非常强的 worship team.
So nowadays, many mega church or worship presented on TV.They have very, very strong worship teams.
他们最好的设备、最好的音乐、最好的乐器、最好的这些很多音乐恩赐的人在上面带，所以底下的人基本上都在听、都在 都在享受。
So they have the best music talent, the best music instruments, the best sound equipment. So end up that they are singing the songs, and then the rest of the congregation just enjoy and watch.
今天很多的网络、很多的 DVD、很多的 YouTube 也让弟兄姊妹养成了看别人唱。
And since there's so many worship on DVDs, on YouTube, it allows people just to watch other people worship.
但是我们缺少自己投入在其中。
And yet we lack our own participation.
这是我非常非常盼望我们教会的弟兄姊妹能够一起来学习，这是我们成长的空间。
And this is our room of improvement, and I hope that all of us can grow together and learn.
你不会唱没关系。
It's okay if you don't know how to sing that song.
你就唱就是了。
But just sing.
神喜欢听。
Because God delights in hearing.
就算你走调，就算你的声音不好听，没关系。
Even if your voice is not that great, or you cannot carry a tune, that is okay.
尽情的唱。
Just sing and all.
开口投入，
我
们一起来敬拜主。
Let us all open our mouths and worship God.
在我结束的时候，我还是要提到薄饼聚会啊。
Before I end, I still want to mention about communion.
我说过，我们教会所有的各式各样的聚会里面
，I mentioned that we have all kinds of meetings at our church.
最不可以少，而且我们最注重的聚会，其实就是薄饼聚会。
The one that we pay most attention and the one that is most indispensable is the communion meeting.
因为薄饼的聚会最能够把我们里面对神的敬拜感恩带到最高的境界。
Because a communion meeting, our worship to God can be brought to the highest realm.
我上次已经说过了，我退休会又再讲过一遍，民数记第五章那个淫妇被带到大祭司面前的时候。
As I mentioned a couple times already, that in Numbers chapter 5, when that adulterous woman being brought to the high priest,
要叫她喝那个治咒诅的水、啊、
that she has to drink that bitter water that brings curse,
来显明她的罪、啊、
to manifest her innocence or her guilt.
弟兄姊妹，那是很可怕的事情。
That is a very dreadful thing.
众人都在旁边看着，拿着石头等着。
Because everyone was surrounding her, watching her with a stone ready to cast.
弟兄姊妹，你喝下那个水，如果你真是有罪的话，你肚子发胀，腿消瘦，众人就拿石头把你打死了。
If she was truly guilty after she drank the water, then her belly would swell and then her thigh would rot and people would start casting stones.
我不知道你能不能想象一下那个情景，今天你在那里走过去，大祭司拿这杯水交给你，叫你喝。
I don't know if we can imagine that scene. What if you are the woman that you came about and the high priest gave you that cup of water?
罪的工价就是死。
Because the wage of sin is death.
那你晓得，当我们要去面对这个可怕的结果的时候
，Just when we were about to face this dreadful consequence，
主耶稣在中间挡住我们，把这杯接下来，他替我们喝了。
The Lord Jesus stepped in and took the cup for us。
这个叫做苦杯他饮。
So he took that bitter cup。
爱宴我尝。
That we get to enjoy the feast。
咒诅他受。
He took on the curse himself。
祝福我享。
I get to receive the blessings.
他把那个咒诅的杯拿去，他替我们喝了苦杯，喝了神审判咒诅的杯。
He took upon that cup of curse and took the cup of judgment and bitter water.
然后他举起了一个杯，他说：“这是我用我血所立的新约。”
And then he lifted up another cup, say, "This is the new covenant by my blood."
这是他用血跟我们立的约。
This is the covenant by his blood.
所以圣经上讲到这个饼是他的身体为我们裂开，为我们舍了。
So the scripture tells us that this bread is his body broken for us.
圣经四个地方讲饼杯记载的时候，有两个地方讲到这个杯里面的汁子是表明这是主的血。
So four times the scripture mentioned about communion. Twice it talks about this cup. The juice is.Signifies the blood of Jesus.
在他血的底下，我所有的罪都被赦免。
Under his blood, all of my sins are being forgiven.
神不再追讨我们的罪。
God will no longer remember my sins.
他不再按照我们的罪过对待我们，也不按照我们的罪孽报应我们。
That he will not repay us according to our iniquities or judge us according to our transgressions.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
How far as the east from the west, so he remove our sins from us.
我们每次拿到这个杯，我们都要落泪啊！主耶稣，谢谢你啊！
Every time we take hold of this cup, we will be weeping with tears.
我本来要喝的是治咒诅的水。
Because what I was supposed to drink is this bitter water that brings curse.
然后我今天却能够在这里享受你所给我的杯。
Yet today I get to enjoy the cup that you have given us.
里面充满了你的宽恕，充满了你的赦免，而生命是在血中，在这个血里面也充满了你圣洁的生命。
That this cup is full of your forgiveness and the life is in the blood. This cup is full of your life.
圣经两处强调这个枝子，讲到主的血，但两处讲到这个杯是我用血所立的新约。
Twice, the scripture talk about the cup representing the blood, and then twice the scripture mentioned that the cup represents the covenant.
当我们握着这个杯的时候
，as we're holding this cup.
整个新约所有的应许和祝福都在我们的手中。
All the promises and the blessing of this new covenant are in our hands.
它成为我杯中的份。
He has become my portion.
我手里握着一个主用血所立的新约。
So in my hands, I'm holding this covenant established by my Lord's blood.
不仅仅是完全的赦免。
Not only that I receive complete forgiveness,
也是整个新约里面所有的救恩和祝福都在这个杯的里面。
And all this salvation and all the blessings of the new covenant is in this cup.
为什么薄饼聚会我们说是我们最重要的聚会？
That's why we say communion meeting is the most important meeting at our church.
如果你这个礼拜只能参加一个聚会，我说我宁可希望你参加薄饼聚会，不要来听道。
If this week you can only come to one meeting, I'd rather that you come to the communion than listening to sermon.
我也希望任何一个弟兄姊妹，如果你哪一次错过了一次擘饼的聚会，你心里面要有感觉。哎呀，我居然漏过了一次擘饼聚会。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, if somehow you missed the communion meeting, I hope you will feel regretful that you missed this meeting.
我跟于师母到外地去服事的时候，很多教会主日没有擘饼，我们就自己带一个小型的饼跟杯哈。
So when Pastor Nancy and I travel, oftentimes the church will not have communion meeting, and we will prepare for ourselves this little cup and wafer.
我们舍不得不来纪念他。
Because we do not want to let go any of the opportunity to remember him.
这是蒙恩的罪人最舍不得的一个聚会。
Because this is the most precious meeting for sinners saved by grace.
这是蒙恩的罪人对着主。对着主耶稣，对着父神，一个最深的敬拜。
And this is the deepest worship of sinners saved by grace toward God and the Father.
我算什么？你居然会为我而死
？Who am I that you're willing to die for me？
啊，这是蒙恩罪人最不可以缺少的聚会。
And this is the most indispensable meeting for sinners saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们啊。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us.
那我们整个教会的敬拜
，so that our church worship。
从擘饼聚会开始来进步
，that we can make progress and improve starting from communion。
更多的人准时的来参加
，that more people will come on time。
更多的人进入在心灵和诚实的里面来感谢他， 来赞美他。
More will enter into our thanksgiving and worship in spirit and truth。
有更多的人在主的桌子面前，我们在这里遇见他。
And more people will meet the Lord in front of the table。
有更多的人在每一个礼拜开始第一天，在主日。我们第一个聚会就是来桌子面前来遇见他。
More people will start their week on the from the table.
在他的恩典和爱中，我们享受他。
In his love and grace, we get to enjoy him.
在一个感恩和敬拜的心态里面，我们在这里纪念他，来高举他。
In thanksgiving and worship, we remember and exalt him.
所以擘饼聚会是我们要进步的地方。
So we are to make progress in communion meeting.
开口赞美，口唱心和的赞美神，是我们要进步的地方。
We ought to make improvement and make progress in our praying together in one heart.
我们能够有更多更长同声的祷告敬拜，这是我们要成长要操练的地方。
And I hope that when we pray together, our prayer will last longer.
而当别人祷告的时候
，And when others pray,
刚才于师母也讲到《以弗所书》第五章那里讲到要口唱心和。不是这个彼此对说，口唱心和的来赞美主。
Just like Pastor Nancy just shared that we ought to sing songs and make melodies and then sing songs to each other.
我们有一个很好的彼此对说的方式，就是当别人祷告的时候，我来说阿门。
There's a very good way that we canSing songs together or pray together is that we amen what other people pray.
就是你所祷告的正是我的心意，我阿门。
If you pray out what I want to say, then I say amen.
你用阿门给对方加油，你用阿门从对方身上卡油。
That you you encourage each other with amen.
很多时候我累到不想祷告，没有力量祷告的时候，当我在这里说阿们阿们阿们，我里面的油好像火就越烧越旺起来了。
Oftentimes when I'm so tired that I have no strength to pray, but I just keep saying amen, amen to other people's prayers, and strength and anointing will spring out of me.
我想不到的祷告词，我正好需要的祷告词。别人发表出来了，我就阿们，我跟他卡油。
When I hear words that I cannot fathom, but yet that's what I need, I just say amen, and it becomes my prayer.
我的火就烧起来了。
And my fire started to burn.
啊，一个弟兄那么有感动了，在祷告，我们都不阿们，曾经发现他们越祷告越没力，越不祷告越没力。
If a brother is praying and no one amens, then the strength seems to gradually decrease.
当我们在那里阿们的时候
，But when we say amen to support,
他的灵受到激励，他能够更释放的祷告，当然希望不能不停下来，就是。
And his spirit will become encouraged, and he will pray more.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是我们希望达到的境界。整个教会的敬拜是一个活的敬拜。
And that is our goal, that our church worship will be a free and lively worship.
以神为中心。
It has to be God-centered.
在心灵和诚实里面来敬拜。
And worship in spirit and truth.
在圣灵中自由的敬拜。
And free worship in the Holy Spirit.
而且在真理和合一的根基上，我们跨越所有的界限，我们一起来敬拜。
That our worship is founded on truth and on unity, and we will overcome all barriers.
我已经听到很多外来的讲员、教授或是 visitor 看到我们中英文大人孩子一起敬拜，他们说 miracle。
I've heard many of the guest speakers when they come to visit us, they say it is miracle when they see the English and Chinese congregation worship together.
太难得见到了，太难得见到了。
They said it's so hard to see and very hard to find.
弟兄姊妹，就是我们这么二三十年、二十多年来，整个教会同工们的努力，就是不让任何语言、年龄、兴趣、背景成为我们的间隔，我们一起来敬拜他。
So this is actually the result of our co-workers laboring for over 20 years. This is our goal that we would not want anything to hinder our worship together.
主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
每一次连我们喊到你的名字，我们的心都喜乐。
Every time we mention your name, our heart rejoices.
主啊，教导我们怎样来敬拜。
Lord, teach us how to worship you.
主啊，就像我们本不知道怎样祷告，圣灵亲自来帮助我们，替我们祷告。
Just as we did not know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit came to teach us how to pray.
同样在敬拜这么神圣的事上，主，我们承认自己的贫穷，我们的不够。
Lord, in this sacred service of worship, we acknowledge that we're poor.
哦，圣灵在这里带领你的教会来学习向圣父、圣子来敬拜。
The Holy Spirit come and teach your church to worship to the Father and the Holy Son.
让我们有更多合你心意的敬拜。
That our worship will be more pleasing to your heart.
当你得到满足，你喜乐了，我们相信我们所有的弟兄姊妹，我们也都喜乐了。
When you are pleased and you are satisfied, I'm sure all of us will be satisfied.
因为耶和华神的喜乐永远是我们心。
Because the joy of the Lord is always, forever, the strength of our hearts.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.